chapter 3. And as you're turning there, I will go ahead and give you the outline for the sake of time. You don't have to write it down. I think you're going to be able to remember it. Here it goes. Point number one, what is going on here? Point number two, what is going on here? You want to guess point number three? What is going on here? That's our three-point outline for this morning. We are going to be in John 3, just verse 13. And we're going to receive some new members today, so I'm going to try to keep this brief. Although I will say, there is so much just in John 13, it could probably be a three-part sermon. But don't worry, it's not going to be. I do want to read, I'll just read verse 13, and then we'll grab the context as we go. John 3, verse 13, title of the message this morning, The Ultimate Authority on Heavenly Things. Jesus, talking to Nicodemus, says, No one has ascended into heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. Point number one, what is going on here? And by that I mean, what is going on here in this context? So let's get the context, and I want you to see what's going on here. And when I show you, I want you to see one particular aspect of what is going on in the context. All right? Now, I'll just give you the answer. What's going on here is Jesus is evangelizing Nicodemus, and he's teaching us how to evangelize the religious. What is going on here in this context? Jesus is evangelizing Nicodemus, and he's teaching his disciples and us how to evangelize the religious. And that is probably the majority of people that you evangelize. So pay attention to what Jesus does. Reminder of the context, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Here is a religious man, Pharisee, ruler of the Jews. Jesus later says, you're the teacher of Israel. This man had seen Jesus perform signs at the Passover and believed in Jesus to a degree, but not savingly. So what did Jesus do? Step one in evangelism of the religious. Jesus told him the truth that you must be born again to enter into heaven. Verse 3, Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 5, Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And verse 7, Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. What is going on here? Jesus is evangelizing Nicodemus. And he's teaching us how to evangelize the religious. And step one is simply tell them they must be born again to get into heaven. Now, we covered that last week. That's why I'm speaking quickly. It's review. Now, notice, did Nicodemus believe that? No. And Jesus knew it. Nicodemus in verse 9 says, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, verse 10, Are you the teacher of Israel and you do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we've seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Step 2 in evangelizing the religious, when you see they don't believe that they must be born again, ask some convicting questions. Wow, you don't know this? How long have you been around the church? How long have you known the Bible? Have you not heard of being born again? Well, I have heard. And then you transition to, you know, if you don't believe what Jesus says here, how are you going to believe everything else he has to tell you? What is going on here? Jesus is evangelizing Nicodemus, and he's teaching you how to evangelize the religious. Step one, tell them the simple, basic truth. You must be born again to get into heaven. If you don't want to directly address, you can say, you know, unless one is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Or you could do it like I've often done it. I say, hey, you're religious. Have you ever studied Jesus' words in John 3? What do you think about when he says, Unless one is born again, He cannot see the kingdom of heaven. I had a religious man, a church-going man, tell me one time, I don't pay attention to that. And I said, wow. Well, you know those are the words of Jesus, right? Now, here's what I want you to notice. All right, Jesus is evangelizing Nicodemus. He's teaching us how to evangelize the religious. He's told him, you must be born again. Nicodemus doesn't believe it, so Jesus asks some questions. But Nicodemus is not believing. So what does Jesus do next? You ready? This is how to evangelize the religious. He proclaims the message of the cross. Verse 14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, you go on from there to 21, and Jesus tells him the truth about the cross of Christ, the love of God, the condemnation of unbelievers, and the salvation of believers. You know what that is? The gospel. Why would you do that? He's already not believing that he must be born again. Jesus knows he's not believing. He's asked him some convicting questions. Why would you go on and preach the gospel? Here's why. Because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, which means it's the power of God unto regeneration. Right? Romans 1:16. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. 1 Corinthians 1:21. It pleases God to save those who believe. How? Through the foolishness of the message of the cross. If you're born again, how did it happen with us? Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth. Want to know how to evangelize religious people? You're not going to get a better example than this right here. Jesus Christ is evangelizing Nicodemus and showing us how to evangelize the religious. A few pointers. Tell them that they must be born again. That is basic fundamental truth 101. When they reveal or expose that they don't believe that, or if they say they don't believe this book, you're not done yet. Right? Just ask some convicting questions like, well, I mean, aren't you a religious person? I mean, don't you know that you must be born again? Jesus, are you the teacher of Israel? Are you a Sunday school teacher and you don't know this? Are you 50 years old and you don't know these things? But then go on and preach the gospel. However, point two, do not skip verse 13. Don't skip the truth of verse 13. Point two, what is going on here? And by this I mean, what is going on in verse 13? Because this is a key verse in his evangelism. Well, let me answer that. What is going on here in verse 13? Jesus, as part of evangelizing Nicodemus, and as part of teaching you how to evangelize the religious, is proclaiming this foundational truth that Jesus is the ultimate authority on all things heaven. There is no higher authority than Jesus. If you reject that you must be born again to enter into the kingdom of heaven, not good. Because there is no higher authority than Jesus Christ, and that is the teaching of Jesus. Let me show you this. Jesus is teaching here that you have to believe Jesus. It's one thing to believe in Jesus. It's another thing to believe Jesus. And many people who believe in Jesus do not believe Jesus, which means they don't believe in Jesus. Did you catch that? I know that was fast. Notice verse 13. No one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. Now this might not speak to you instantly, but this spoke to Nicodemus, and I'll tell you why. You might think, well, what about Enoch? He walked with God 300 years, and he was not, for God took him, Genesis 5. Didn't he go to heaven? Yes, he did. You might say, what about Elijah, 2 Kings 2? In my Bible, actually, the heading of 2 Kings 2 says, Elijah ascends to heaven. Didn't he go to heaven? Yes, he did. Jesus is not saying here, no one's ever gone to heaven. Verse 13 is, no one has ascended to heaven actually, and here's where you need to grab this. Jesus is answering a very familiar, age-old question of all the ancient wise men. You will find it, and I'm not going to turn there for the sake of time, but in Proverbs 30, Agur, the wise man, raised this question. He says, who has ascended and descended? Because, you know why that was raised? Moses raised the question in Deuteronomy 30. Moses said, you don't have to go into heaven to get this, right? Where did Moses go? He went up to Sinai. And he spent 40 days with God on the mountain, and he came down. Moses became the greatest authority among the Israelites of his day on all things heaven. You know how? Spent 40 days on Mount Sinai with God. But he wasn't the ultimate authority on heavenly things. Right? He only spent 40 days on Sinai. Elijah, in his day, prophet of God, the word of God had come to him. He was an authority on things heaven. Paul, once, you might remember, was caught up to the third heaven, but all he saw or heard was things too inexpressible to utter. The greatest qualifications of the ultimate authority on things heaven would be this. Imagine, if someone had spent considerable time in heaven in close fellowship with God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Imagine number two, if someone then who, after they had been in heaven and spent time in close fellowship with God, imagine if they had then come down from heaven and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John 1:14. And imagine if number three, not only this person had been in heaven and been in close fellowship with God and had come down from heaven to earth and taken on flesh and dwelt among us, but imagine if all the time that person was on the earth, they had like a direct connection to heaven, like as if they were like some kind of a ladder that went from earth to heaven and messages of God came coming up and down on the Son of Man. John 1:51. Most assuredly I say to you, hereafter you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Listen to what Jesus says, John 3:13. No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. The greatest qualifications that anyone could ever have to become the ultimate authority on all things heaven, which would mean all things concerning God, all things concerning mankind, because mankind was made by God in heaven, all things concerning sin, all things concerning Israel, all things concerning the future state, all things concerning salvation, all things that matter in life. The greatest qualifications for the one who could be the authority would be spent time in heaven, came down from heaven to earth to dwell amongst us, and yet maintained constant communion with heaven, and then finally proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that he really had come from heaven. How about if he died and rose again? That would be conclusive. Next line, the Son of Man has to be lifted up so that those who believe would not perish, but have everlasting life. What is going on here? Well, what is going on here is Jesus Christ is evangelizing Nicodemus, and he's showing you and me how to evangelize the religious. And he's letting you know you have to tell people that there is no greater authority on all things heaven than Jesus Christ. If you don't believe him, you're done. There is no other authority. He is the ultimate revelation of God to man. How will we escape if we neglect so great of a salvation that has been revealed by the Son of God? That's Hebrews 1 and 2. There's no one higher than Jesus Christ. And Jesus is letting Nicodemus know, in terms familiar to him, hey Nicodemus, you ever wondered the age-old question, who's ascended and descended to become the ultimate authority? I'll tell you who it is. It's me, the Son of Man. By the way, did Nicodemus ever believe? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. We're going to see Nicodemus in heaven. What is going on here? In the bigger context, Jesus is evangelizing Nicodemus, and he's teaching you how to evangelize the religious. In verse 13, as part of that evangelism, he's letting Nicodemus know Jesus Christ is the ultimate authority on heavenly things. There is none higher. You must believe what Jesus says. You must believe Jesus. You say, well, nobody who believes in Jesus doesn't believe Jesus. Oh, ho, ho. We had someone in this church some time ago, no longer here, wanted to get together with me for a cup of coffee. I said, great. I didn't know what was coming, actually. He said, you know, I don't like your teaching. I said, what don't you like about it? He said, well, I heard you say once that no one can come to Christ unless God the Father sovereignly draws that person to himself. And I said, well, do you have your Bible with you? And he did. I said, well, let's turn to John 6:44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up the last day. I said, based on John 6:44, how many can come to Jesus Christ apart from the Father drawing them? And he said, look, I see where you're going. And I said, well, where I'm going is to Jesus. That's where I'm trying to take you, is to Jesus. And he didn't come back. There are plenty of people who say they believe in Jesus and profess to be Christians, but you take them to some of the hardest sayings of Jesus Christ and they don't believe Jesus. You know where you go then? You must be born again. You need to be born again. Unless you're born again, you will never see. Your eyes will not be open to the things of heaven. Point three. Remember point three? What's going on here? And that is the question, what is going on here? What is going on here in this context in the church? Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit and by his word, uses weak servants to tell you eternal truths. I am not the ultimate authority on heavenly things, but I know who is, and it's Jesus Christ. And if you don't believe him, you'll never be saved. He is your only hope for forgiveness of sins, your only hope for eternal life, your only hope for entrance into the kingdom of God. Do you believe? If you do, oh, hallelujah. And make sure that you always believe everything Jesus says. Do not reject anything the God of the universe tells you through his son Jesus Christ. There is no higher authority. You compare everything you hear with what Jesus says. And yes, he speaks through his apostles and prophets. But if somebody teaches something that doesn't match with what Jesus Christ says, you choose Jesus every time. And look, we elders will make mistakes. So you have an open Bible, you be a good Berean, and you compare what's said with what the Word of God says, and you go with Jesus Christ. And be a witness for him. You couldn't have a better job. Witness for Jesus at your job? That's the greatest job you could ever have. You're witnessing for the ultimate authority on heavenly things. And be careful about the hard things. We've got a lot of territory to cover yet in the Gospel of John, and Jesus has some hard sayings yet to come. Always submit to what Jesus Christ says, even if it's hard to accept. Do you not believe in Jesus? I got good news for you. He cares about you. He wants you to go to heaven. And he says to you, unless one is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Unless you're born of water and the Spirit, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Don't be amazed. You must be born again. And to that end, I tell you, there's a God in heaven. We've all sinned against him. But God in his grace and his love for sinners came down from heaven in the person of Jesus Christ. He lived a sinless life. He sacrificed his life willingly on the cross to pay the price for your sins. He rose up again from the dead on the third day. All the scriptures testify, and everyone sitting around you today who's a believer in Jesus Christ would join me in testifying that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins. Don't leave here today with a hard heart. Believe Jesus. He's coming again, and your only hope for salvation is in him. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your word. Thank you for teaching us how to evangelize. Thank you for saving our souls, us who believe. Help us to be witnesses for Jesus Christ and to not neglect the fact there is no higher authority in heavenly things than Jesus himself. We pray for anyone here who might not be saved, Lord, that you might be pleased to save today. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.